even on Chav Ches Nisnev, Vas Kenich Nach Tanin Nem Velech, whatever I could still do, I will do. It wasn't just, I'm going to give you a Shlech Mitzvah that's stuck. All the Stiches that come after are an extension of that line. Whatever I can do to help you do your job and bring Moshiach, I will do. So this is like the most potent medicine. And when you're fighting a disease or a war, you always need the most up-to-date weaponry, ammunition. You're not going to win a war with yesteryear's guns and techniques.
Welcome, everybody. I'm very excited today. We have a very special guest, Rabbi Gershon Avtzen, who's a Rosh Yeshiva in Cincinnati. He has a beautiful yeshiva. And let's jump right in. Rabbi Avtzen, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey?
Depends which part of my journey you would like to know. I'm still on a journey. Life is always a journey. But if you're talking more about the getting involved in learning about Mashiach and teaching about Mashiach, so let me share with you my journey, so to speak. You asked in those terms. I was born and raised in Crown Heights. So living with Mashiach wasn't from any specific sefer. You just saw the Rebbe every single day and the Chassidim. You know, spending 2 years in the Gimel and Dalet, every Mincha, Ma'ariv, the beepers, Mashiach now, and the Rebbe is coming out now, and Mincha now. You know, you didn't have to open up a Sefer or even hear Chazorah from a Fabrengen. Just being by the Fabrengens and just hearing Void Vuikir and everything Mashiach now, and everyone screaming Amen. You didn't have to learn about Mashiach to live with Mashiach. Not exactly we knew what Mashiach was as little children. I was born in Tavshin Mem Aleph. So that means in Tavshin Nun Aleph, I was 10 years old. But nevertheless, the entire atmosphere, Crown Heights, was Mashiach. That was it. You didn't have to learn it. You lived it on a very, very real level. Not real in understanding, but real in just, that was it. That's the only thing we heard, we knew, and what we lived for. There are two very interesting things that happened to me. Again, I turned 13 in Tavshin Nun Dalet, which means I entered Masifta, which that's when your brain starts opening, developing, start thinking of your own a little bit. In Tavshin Nun Hey, Elul Nun Dalet was my first entering into Masifta. And at that point, obviously, there started becoming more, you know, Mashiach lost, I shouldn't use the word lost, but became a little bit more political. People were trying to understand, how do we adjust to it now? Do we adjust? Is there a change of message? Is there, you know, people started sharing opinions and very, very strongly, very passionately. It was very, very, very real and deep. And, you know, I was 14, 15, again, a Crown Heights boy. And I'll never forget the summer of Tavshin Nun Vav. I learned in Tannersville, New York, Rabbi Akiva Wagner of Shalom, who later became Rosh Yeshiva and Mashpia, but that was my first introduction to him. So we learned, he had a summer program in upstate New York, Tannersville, for Masifta Bochurim. This was before he actually opened the yeshiva in Toronto. It was the summer before the yeshiva opened. The yeshiva opened Elul Tavshin Nun Vav. So I was there, and part of the curriculum was the learning of Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel. Now, it's hard for people to understand that, because today we learn Kundus Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel since you're like 4 months, you know, it's like every kid knows it. And, you know, it's like, oh, Kundus Beis. I want to tell you the truth. I was 15 years old, and that was the first time we opened it. You have to understand. I remember my uncle, I have an uncle, Sholem Ber Avtzen. He's very idealistic, Chassidish Yungaman. He was Lamed in seventh grade for many years, Ocean Parkway. He had a campaign, I remember then, that the Kuntresin that the Rebbe would give out, he would make the kids bring to school the next day, that at least they should learn it once inside. So the Rebbe didn't give you a Kuntres to put on your shelf. Yeah, well, Kuntresin came out, Sichis came out, but that doesn't mean kids then we learned it. I remember we had a shiur on it, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Ben Sion Pape, now a shliach in Arkansas. I think he was my magid shir then for the Yeshivas Kayetz, for the Sichis, if I'm not mistaken. There were two sichas that we learned that summer. The first time I was opened, we learned the sicha of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Koyach and Poel, which was like mind-blowing for, you know, just seeing the Rebbe's vision and the Rebbe's, you know, look on the whole shas, like in one sicha, like, was just amazing. And then we learned Beis Rabbeinu Sheva Bavel, and I couldn't believe the oisius that I was reading, because I had been hearing for the last year and a half, you know, this, did the Rebbe say this, did the Rebbe say that, what does the Rebbe really want? You know, that was the talk in Crown Heights and everywhere. And all of a sudden, like, jumped out at me from the page, these oisius that I never even imagined anyone saying, based on Mikdash coming from Shemayim to 770, based Moshiach. Like, I couldn't believe it that this was actually, like, written and Muga by the Rebbe. Was like, that was the first time when I realized that if I really want to know what the Rebbe wants, I really have to see it in the source. That was like my first, like, introduction to that, you know, that type of learning. But it stayed with that until, really, and it's probably a little embarrassing, when I was like Shir Bei Zal, the Yeshivas Kayetz that year from Toronto was in a small village outside of Toronto called Hamilton, Ontario. And I was a madrich and I taught a little bit for the Masifta Bachrim, and I had time on my hands. And that's when I started learning consistently the sichas of the summer of Tavshin and Aleph, going through it, the whole sicha. And again, it was like unbelievable. I couldn't believe not just what the Rebbe is saying about the Nasi Moshiach, because that's more Nun Beis, as much as Goyla, Geula, the whole, and the importance of learning Balak, learning about Moshiach, like all those things, which today have become, everyone has booklets and you can just file and everyone knows all the quotes. Then it was much less defined and much less, you know, Mesuder. But learning those sichas, spending the whole summer learning the sichas of the summer, through Shoiftim, of course, it was just a very, very, and again, then I was older, I was already now 18. So when you're 18, you can understand a little bit more, spent a lot more time working on it, learning it. That really, really cemented that this is who I am, this is where I want to go with it. Like that summer and learning the sichas, really, really, like, okay.
Yeah, the Besuras Segula you have today, you have, so to speak, the exciting parts, the Besuras, and you go through, you know, there's a share in 770 every morning, they finish it every 2 weeks. It's like, you get it knocked into your head. Obviously, you have to learn the whole Sikha, but I've always found the context of the full Sikha, you know, always everyone says, look at the context. It makes it so much more stark, and you get the...
There's no question, because... When you learn the Besuras Segula, which is amazing, and I carry it with me in my talis bag wherever I go, I say, Al-Derech, that the Barditchever said about the Tanya, that the Al-Derech took an entire big Abishter and put it into such a small Sefer, that we took the whole Moshiach and really put it into a small little Sefer, the Besuras Segula. And what's important, A, is for me, also, you meet a lot of people if I'm traveling on the plane, and they start bringing questions, Moshiach, Rebbe, I say, listen, I'm a Lubavitcher Chosin. I will let you see what the Lubavitcher Rebbe said. You may not agree, but you have to understand that as a chassid, this is what I have to believe. In other words, put it all on the Rebbe, and that really is amazing, because there's this misconception that the chassidim made it all up, you know, all these things, and when they see it on the Rebbe's sichas. But yes, when you learn the Besuras Segula, you somehow could get mistaken that it's just about some war in Iraq. Like, it just, you know, you get lost in the Reichkeit sometimes, and especially when it's just, okay, I say Aleph, I say Beis, I say Gimel, you know, just doing the mantra, but when you learn the entire Sicha, you really get the full perspective.
And it's a full binyan, it's a whole yeah.
And you see how the Rebbe is building week after week. It's not Stam, you know, it's literally the Rebbe is building, and you see the Rebbe's tone, like, in the you see how it's really the Fabrengens, they start, you know, earlier about, if you look in the earlier years, especially, Rebbe speaks in Yonim, Rashi, Rambam, Leib Yitzchak. There's also in Yonim of Moshiach. But then, like, you start learning these Fabrengens, you start, okay, we're talking about Moshiach. Now, how does that fit with the Parsha? How does that fit with everything else? But, like, we're starting, the topic of this Fabrengen is Moshiach. Now, we'll get to everything
else. You could almost say the whole Nalaf on the base is one big Hemshech, with the Dibra Maschel is about the Parsha.
Yeah,
Moshiach, yeah.
There's no question, no question. And I see it clear, and you know, I keep try to keep on learning it over and over, because we know the Rebbe wrote to someone, and it's printed in Igdes Kodesh Chelik Dalet Amud Chav Dalet, I think, where the person after Yud Shvat felt lonely, you know, depressed, abandoned a little bit. And the Rebbe said that the Friedrich Rebbe is a real Roy Yisrael, he's a real shepherd, he's a real Nasi. He would never leave us forsaken. And that's why, if you look in the Sichas, the Rebbe says that the last 2 years, you'll see how the Friedrich Rebbe was preparing his Hasidim for what's coming next. The Rebbe uses an expression, V'halavai hayu medaktikim manash u'befrat ha-tmimim. If only the Anash and the Tmimim would get involved in these Sichas, they would be able to draw energy and life for whatever they're going through. And there's no question that from after Chof Ches Nissen, there was a dramatic, dramatic switch in not only the tone of the Sichas, but I like to say, and people don't always agree with this perspective, but I believe it very strongly. If you believe that on Chof Ches Nissen something dramatically switched in whose job it is to bring Moshiach, that as to before, it was, so to speak, the Rebbe took the job, and in Chof Ches Nissen, the Rebbe gave us the job to bring Moshiach. If we take that seriously and literally, so then you also have to understand that the Sichas after Chof Ches Nissen, the Rebbe knows that it's our job, and now he's teaching us for the first time, empowering us. I'm teaching you how to do your job. Instead of you listening how I'm doing my job, which you did for the last 40 years, no, you're getting a glimpse into my world, how I'm bringing Mashiach. Now I'm giving you what you need to do your job. There was never a time in history that a Nasi told the Yidden that it's their job. So these Sichas are very, very important, because these are the Sichas which were said after we were given the job to bring Moshiach. So obviously these Sichas are tailored to that goal and that mission and that purpose.
Yeah, you hear the refrain sometimes, like, you know, why are you cocking in an announcement base? There's so many Sichas of the Rebbe. There's the whole Akut, the Sichas for Vaz Bistofakok, Dafka, and the Sicha, which obviously is a silly time that if, you know, unless you've opened it up, you'll see that it's, you'll see why. But this is really the point I think you're saying, because This is the guidebook. This is the instructions. This is how we know what to do, how to make it happen. That's why these are so relevant,
right? Especially you hear for us now. Even on Chof Ches Nissen, was kann ich noch tun in dem, whatever I could still do, I will do. It wasn't just I'm going to give you a shlich mitzvah that's stuck. Right. All the stiches that come after are an extension of that line. Whatever I can do to help you do your job and bring Moshiach, I will do. So this is like the most potent medicine. And when you're fighting a disease or a war, you always need the most up-to-date weaponry, ammunition. You're not going to win a war with, yesteryear's guns and techniques. And, of course, every one of the sikhs of the Rebbe are emes and chayim v'kayomim la'ad, not chas v'shalom to minimize anything of the Rebbe. But there is no question, the Rebbe told us about the Friedrich Rebbe, where, if we want to get the energy that's needed for the Avoida of now, where to look. And the same is true here. If you want to know how to do our job, that was only spoken after Chof Ches Nissen.
It's very interesting, because I think last week we were speaking about we were finishing Chayisara, and how the Rebbe basically shifts the whole thing into, now the Iker, now that we have to focus on Melech HaMashiach, that Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. And it was brought up by someone that listens, that a good question. Like, for many, many years, everybody thought that as soon, right, one more mitzvah, and like all of a sudden everything happens at the same time. Right, Mashiach comes and Geula comes, and it all happens in like one split of a second, and it's amazing, right? Pashut, the Melech HaMashiach comes with a big shofar on a cloud and lifts all of us up and takes us to Eretz Yisrael, and it's all beautiful. And I remember my education, and I know a lot of people that have similar thoughts, that's how it has to be. And all of a sudden, the Rebbe is shifting it and saying that Now, in Parshas Noach, how it's not about Eina Davatale El Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu, and I saw a very geshmaka vart that now we have to shift from Geula, from everything else, and now we have to focus on Malach Mashiach. And what's that? What's that we have to focus on? The Rebbe said, Kabbalas Menei Mashiach Tzidkenu. Now that it started, we have to do our shlichas to get him to help him do his shlichas, which is
you mentioned Chayesara. I would like to share something that I feel it's always important when people approach the Sikh of Chayesara. There's a perspective that has to be really, really thought about, and why it's such an important Sikha. And that is, we forget that the Rebbe runs the world in a very, very interesting way. There's no army where the general of the army speaks on a day that his soldiers can't hear. In other words, how does it usually work? You energize your soldiers, they go out and they do the mission, right? You hear, even the Torah says that the Kohen HaMashiach Mechalei brings with them. And then, don't give up. And there's a whole ta-da-da-dam, and then they go out to war. The Rebbe Shluchim are outside in the Sada, and the Rebbe Fabrengs on Shabbos. All the bombs, all the messages are being sent on Shabbos, and the Shluchim are hearing it secondhand. So even if they heard Chazara, and even if they read all the Mamish, the Teichin Kotzer, and every other type of...
The Rebbe said, but Dafar is coming with
the Shluchim.
Yeah, to all the Shluchim.
What I'm saying is that, we'll get to that line in a second, that the whole time when the Rebbe is building the whole Mashiach, this Nun Aleph, Nun Beis, think about yourself as a Shliach in a place. There's no question, and you know this clearly, you can look at a younger man, a Shliach, and you can know what years that Shliach was in 770. You meet Moshe Feller, he's almost 90 years old, screaming about Mifzat Tefillin, you know that he was in the Chavzayin, he was in the trenches. A Shliach that lived his years in 770, those are the years which are in Zayn Beiner, it's in his bones. He's living with those Sichas that he stood in front of the Rebbe. And how the Shluchim, how are they supposed to get? They're hearing what the Rebbe Hur said, and this guy's interpretation, what the Rebbe said, and there's controversy. Chayesara is the one time where the Rebbe is speaking directly to his army. In other words, it's the one opportunity since Chaf Ches Nissen where the Rebbe actually speaks directly to the Shluchim. They've been hearing for months what might be the message and what the Rebbe wants, and the Bachurim are saying what the Rebbe really wants, and there's a lot going on. And here, that's why Chayesara is so important, because it's directly, it's the first and only time that the army is standing in front of the general, and the Rebbe is making very clear. And Bochram asked me about the line you mentioned. What's the Rebbe saying? We have to give Haidah l'chol ha-shluchim, announcement to all the shluchim. Isn't the Rebbe speaking to the shluchim? So some people think that it means that, the shluchim that didn't make it to the kinos that year. So the Rebbe is saying, don't forget to tell them. To me, it's very pashut. The Rebbe is speaking to the shluchim that for years, this is going to be the marching orders until Mashiach. And any chassid was really a shliach. The Rebbe is saying that this sicha is for all the shluchim, l'chol ha-doiris, I mean, not doiris, but like for all the years until Mashiach, that this is your message. So it's almost clear in the sicha that it's not just for those in the room.
Yeah, from this side of defense, in Tavshin Pedalot, it seems very clear what it means. Yeah.
Yeah.
That there are so many people who unfortunately didn't yet get the memo, and the Rebbe is saying we've got to get the memo out to everyone, to all the shluchim, that this is the job of our times.
Yeah. So I wanna go back. You're in the middle of your journey. I think you said you started, I guess, when you were 18, when you were in Shir Beizal.
Finishing Shir Beizal.
Finishing in the summer, you started getting into the sichas. So if you can continue your journey, I'd like to...
Yeah, so then I came to... But I wasn't really teaching Gula Mashiach. I was just starting to to learn. And then I came to Olatoyra Shir Gim. I was there for 2 years, Shir Gim and Shir Dalid. And by then it was already, we were on Troy Avenue. When I was in Shir Dalid, I think in other time, we moved to Eastern Parkway that year. But, you know, they always had Bachrim getting together, learning Gula Moshiach. By then, I already had understood the importance of learning Basara and learning it well. And so I started participating in the Shir, which was mainly, again, at that point, it wasn't such an in-depth Shir, you know, was whether Migoyla the Geula or the Swarm of Heichel Menachem of Moshiach, you know, going through it. I participated, and I'm not sure at what point, but I think it's possible when Shir Dalid, or middle of Shir Gimel, I don't remember, when instead of just going around the table, so somehow I got designated with giving the Shir. And I started giving the Shir. It wasn't a big crowd. And also I started giving a Shir in the Masifta upstairs. I started giving a Shir in the Hatkufa Bagula of Rabbi Meislish from the Shliach of Mexico came out, which I thought was a very good and very thorough sefer. I gave a shiur in the Masifta upstairs. That started the giving the shiurim. And then in Shir Dalid, they landed on me to be in charge of getting the weekly speaker. I hope it's, I don't know if it still goes on in Shir Dalid. They bring a guest.
So last I recall, it still goes a few years back. It's still going on.
So that was what landed on me. It was like a whole week's worry was like getting a speaker for the shiur. But really, what really took it to the next level was when I went to Shlichas. I was 2 years in Toronto. That's when I decided that something dramatically has to change. And what do I mean? That until then, it was like a rambling, bambling shiur. And you convince people to come with some cookies and orange juice and whatever. And I decided I was going to change. And it was a big fight because people said, you're never going to be successful. And I said that we're going to take out all the farbison, but we're going to invest in the shiur. The shiur is going to be with Mekoyres. The shiur is going to be done really, really well. That 15-minute shiur, the Bochum are going to feel they walked away with something, like for real. They're going to walk away with something. And when we abolished the Farbeisen, there was an uproar. And I said, okay, we'll see. Yeah, so the first few days, it was very small. And I would say by the time we finished, we were like 40 Bochum a night coming to learn Gula Moshiach because they knew that it was going to be a shiur that was prepared, a shiur that had Mekoydis. A shiur, I put a lot of time and effort in those shiurim. And that's when I realized what I believe strongly is that people want to know and people want quality. And people are much deeper and much higher quality people than just cookie eating and oranges drinking people. If you share with them something with a depth, a prepared way, people will listen and people want to know.
So what would you say is for, you know, people listening or Bracham listening, trying to understand what really shifted in the Avodah, the regular shlichus going on before, and then comes this Nals in the Bays, comes Chayasara, comes all this stuff. And like you said, people at the time didn't really know how to absorb it. It was all coming too fast. If you were there in Crown Heights, you got the Arum, but if you didn't, you kind of missed it, or you know, you didn't necessarily get the full brunt, and then it was all over too quickly. So how do you explain it? What is our Avodah now? What's really changed? What is that supposed to look like?
So there's a lot to go through in 3-4 minutes, but let me just share with you a few points. And that is, we have to define the difference between Miftza Moshiach and any other Miftza. All the other Miftzoyim of the Rebbe are very action-based. What's Miftza Tefillin? Put on to somebody. The person knows what he's doing. He's doing it for your birthday. He's doing it somehow every Friday is your birthday. It doesn't matter, you know. That's whatever it takes. A mezuzah on the door is a mezuzah on the door. Whether the person believes it's a shmita or he thinks it's spiritual thing. It doesn't matter. You know, it's all about the ma'isa. What's the ma'isa of Mifza Moshiach? What do you want him to do? Like, it's not a... Mifza Moshiach is something that's supposed to change your entire attitude, your entire vision, your entire machshava, dibur, and ma'isa. For example, when it's Shabbos coming, your clothes change, your whole attitude changes, you get into a mode of Shabbos. When a very, very chashva person is coming, clean up, you're living on a higher standard. You're living on a standard which, what until now was considered permissible and okay, in this current place that you're heading to, that you're about to enter, you have to adjust and uplift. That only comes from a realization. That all starts in the head. And that's why the real Kabbalah, the Mashiach, the Rebbe says, is expressed. Not only, obviously, there's the idea of signatures and people saying Arein Mekabel and all these wonderful things and Yechi, but the real chinuch is the person that's learning about Moshiach, because you have to get that person to be ready to change their lifestyle. I always tell my Talmidim, you know, I can get hundreds of people to for a promotional video to put up signs that they love the yeshiva in Cincinnati. You know, they'll wear a hat that says they love Cincinnati. They'll put on their cars. If I pay them, you know, they could put up banners. You could put up all over New York, we love Cincinnati. But so you'll tell all those people, are you ready to move to Cincinnati? Oh, no, no, no. What's in it for me? Oh, like, tell me more about it. You know, they can scream it. They can dance it. They can proclaim it. But they're not ready to move there unless they're convinced that there's something worth giving up what they have, the lifestyle that they have, in order to get to the dream that you're promising them. They have to really, really believe. If they don't know what it is, they're not, all the screaming and all the banners is not getting them there. The Rebbe doesn't just want us to scream Moshiach. The Rebbe wants us to live, travel. We have to get on the journey to actually change our machshava dibra mindset and get into that Shabbos mindset and acting in a Moshiach way. And that's an all-encompassing avodah. That starts from the cup, from our head. The more we learn about Moshiach, the more we start seeing Moshiach in everything. The more our life becomes a Moshiachic life, our machshava, our dibur, our maise, we think, speak, and act differently because we understand that we are in standing on the threshold of the geula, and therefore semantzich is demanding from us a higher standard avodah. That's why, and that's really the, you know, the difference before Chayesara and after Chayesara. You know, for the Rebbe says, for example, what's the difference between the way he speaks about a Mosei Kosi Malach Sheifutza Manasecha Chutza, the way the previous Rebbe even spoke about. He said, if you ask the Rebbe Rashab, you have to learn to see this. Why you have to learn to see this? There's Das Alekei Avicha. There's Birur HaMidos, a million things. One of the advantages of learning Chassidus is that Osimar the Malkum Mashiach brings Mashiach. Then there is the Rebbe says, I start off with, I have to bring Mashiach. The way to bring Mashiach, I look, what brings Mashiach is Limud Chassidus. In other words, where you start, the whole focus is different. For years, we did Shlichus. The goal of our Shlichus, Mekarav Yidin and wonderful things, is also to bring Mashiach, like that's part of the goal. It didn't have to be imbued in every part of what we're doing. When you ask me in the morning, what am I doing? I'm on Shlichis, I'm a Karav Yidin, I'm doing Nachas Roch to the Rebbe, wonderful things. All that is dramatically shifts. I'm only doing one thing, I'm bringing Mashiach. Now, for that to happen, there's all the Mifzoyim, everything that I'm doing, but the entire mission statement, and it's not just a statement, it starts really in Ashkafo, where I'm holding in my life, and what I'm dreaming and looking to accomplish every single moment changes from the Sikh of Chayesar.
So how does that spill out to the Yid HaMatsayim? He knows that he's putting on tefillin. It has to become a big enough vibe in the whole Lubavitch, I guess, that the whole movement kind of...
So that's our job. A, to be living examples of happy, successful people and getting the message out. and the education, getting more and more, the more people that learn about these inyanim, the more we will see this happen. And one is, Mashiach could come now. We shouldn't say, oh, until that will happen, Mashiach.
We're not giving the Abishter any excuses.
We're not giving any exact excuses or answers. But on our part, the more we're involved with learning, teaching about Mashiach, the, you know, it's catchy, and the more and more we can get it going.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Avtson. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for the privilege and for the conversation. And let's keep it real.
Amen. We want Mashiach now.
ועד כדי כך, המדב גולהוב מהדר עם זול מחי זין, ישי המלך.